The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Okay, crazy, wacky, nutty, loony things are happening in the, the solid blue states, the states that really lean hard left. But just recently I heard about something that's going on in Delaware County at the library. I just shook my head and said, no, this can't happen in our backyard. And for many of you listening, you live in Delaware County. This isn't in your backyard. This is in the front yard. Here is from one of our local TV stations today. Headline, Delaware County Library's Drag 101 event draws backlash from some in the community. Now, when you find out what this is all about, I think that headline, event draws backlash from some, is amazing. That it doesn't say most in the community. It's crazy, it's loony, it's outrageous, and personally, I think it's evil. And I've got someone on the line who has found herself smack dab in the middle of this controversial mess. Melissa Akeson. Melissa, I am delighted that you have agreed to be on the program today. Thank you. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. It's a blessing to be on with you guys. Hi, everyone.
Well, it is a blessing to have you on the program. As a result of you getting involved in this and a couple of other cases in the state, you have had multiple death threats. Your kids have been threatened. You have to guard your kids going to school, coming from school. They're having to, patrol your house. So I got to ask you, number one, why did you get involved in this? How did you get involved in this? And then we'll find out the details of what's going on in Delaware County.
Well, I'm a current candidate for District 26 state Senate seat. But prior to that, I ran for the federal United States Senate as the conservative Republican on the ticket. So as a result of being involved in all 88 counties and being very vocal about my conservative viewpoints, I continued on even after the Senate primary loss, working with different organizations such as Ohio Value Voters, the Protect Ohio Children's Coalitions. Everyone knew me as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, the pro-life movement, small business reform, et cetera. So my name stayed very present as it related to conservative causes and ideals and policy. Now, most people knew me for working with children's issues when I uncovered the child drag show that was happening across the state of Ohio, where a 9-year-old prepubescent boy was dancing in leotard, girls' bikini outfits with wigs and high heels and full makeup and bars for cheering drunken adults shoving tips down his little outfits.
Including as close to us as Newark.
Actually, it's been all over the state of Ohio, but the particular event I'm discussing was in Lancaster,
Ohio. Lancaster, pardon me.
That's correct, and there was video from the event, so people knowing that I had a platform with different conservative media outlets and television and such, and that I tackle these types of issues, we really brought that to the forefront to shut that down. It resulted in the introduction of House Bill 180. And so I started being this figure along with Ohio Value Voters at the forefront, where when things started going down related to radicalized agendas or things that didn't make sense, folks were reaching out to me, and this was no different. Last week, I received a call from a pastor in the Fairfield County area letting me know of the concerns of the, it's called the Drag Story Hour. It's Drag 101, and he explained to me that this would feature a drag queen coming in. It was a contestant for Miss Gay America and started sending me information about this individual. The first thing that concerned me greatly is I noticed one of the male dancers wearing like a leather bikini outfit. He was one of the individuals that had solicited threats to me when I brought out the child dancing in bars. He was one of the lobbyists and the advocates of this program. So that struck me as concerning right away, and I thought, I have to call the library. I have to find, you know, we're pressing charges against this person photographed with this gal who's going to be teaching the art of drag. Is he going to be involved with this? You know, did they do BCI background checks? I'm a Big Brother, Big Sister, a T-ball coach. I owned a home health care company. You had to be fingerprinted and background checked. So I contacted the library, spoke to George Needham, who is the organizer of the event.
And the library director at Delaware County.
That is correct. The first thing he said, and I recorded the conversation, let him know that I was recording the conversation. He admittedly said he dropped the ball. He did not background check the individuals. I told him that I worked with Ohio Value Voters and the Protect Ohio Children's Coalition, that one of the individuals advertised with this Miss Gay America was somebody who had threatened me over wanting children dancing in bars. And he says, I said, you know, what are we doing here? I said, this is a adult concept and you are hosting this for children ages 12 to 17. I don't think that this is acceptable. Are you using taxpayer dollars for this? And he said, yes, absolutely. And I said, but you're calling this part of the summer reading series program, but there's no reading going on. And he said, well, this is about theater. And I said, if it's about theater, is there any reason why you aren't bringing somebody from Ballet Met or somebody from the actual theater where children can go watch them perform with family members? Typically, drag shows are not geared towards children. Can you explain that to me? He became very defensive and said, well, Bugs Bunny is an example of transgenderism. And I said, no, sir, Bugs Bunny is a fictitious cartoon bunny rabbit who used things like sticks of dynamite to blow up Elmer Fudd and get away from his political adversaries by putting on costumes. Yes, sometimes they were women, but that is not the gateway to transgenderism.
So, Melissa, I got to stop you.
Now, I know this, you're laughing.
This is George Needham, library director, and
yes.
You have it on tape. He actually said that this is okay because Bugs Bunny did this.
I assure you with 100% certainty, I'm glad to send it to
goodness,
you. I've told the news reporters
goodness.
This, and they continuously cut that part out of my interviews.
Yeah, well, I can see why. All right, it's Drag 101. There was a public meeting last night. They had to change venues because of the size of the crowd. Were you able to go?
I was not. In fact, I was advised to stay home. I had received, by this point, I had received threats such as people who sent messages asking if the pictures of my children and I on my political page, if my children, the word they used was retarded, your children retarded, every name, how unattractive I am, how ugly I am, that I need drag in my life. I had somebody that said, I would like to see you with more holes in your head. I also posted today a gentleman who said, I'm willing to be a martyr for the cause and pseudo famous to take you up. I mean, we're talking about some extreme instability, and I've been labeled as a homophobic bigot by these individuals. And for me, this doesn't have anything to do with gay. It's what's appropriate for children.
Well, and the library director, interviewed by one of the local TV stations, says, this has nothing to do with sex. It's not anything to do about sexuality. Are they in their right mind?
Who? No,
what person with any common sense whatsoever would think that drag and transsexualism is not about sexuality and incredibly inappropriate for most kids 12 to 17?
I actually said to him, he said, I believe that these are concepts that curious children need to explore. I said, sir, with all due respect, the library is not a place for curious children to explore their sexuality. With men who are dressing and performing as women, wouldn't you want to seek a medical professional, this child's parents, to be able to answer these questions, someone who specializes in sexual health? I don't believe that we're using the best resources of taxpayer funding to accomplish the multiple things that you're nervous now, and you're trying to say that these are for different reasons, but I keep catching you up in your stupidity in each response that you give me. He says, well, this is about theatrics and hair. I said, sir, in the state of Ohio, you have to be a licensed esthetician, beautician, cosmetologist to do makeup and to do hair. Is there a reason why you wouldn't use a cosmetologist to come in and to do these things? You're pushing an agenda, and you need to just be honest about that.
Yeah, well, I'm over for the break. We're talking with Melissa Atkison, and we're talking about this unbelievably outrageous event scheduled for, well, they're planning on having it June 5th, Drag 101 at the Delaware County Library. It's for ages 12 to 17. Now, somehow, I don't think most of the people in this audience would feel this is appropriate. When we come back, we'll tell you what you can do to become involved. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
We're talking with Melissa Atkison about Drag 101, an event sponsored by the Delaware County Library. This is not sponsored by some outside group. This is sponsored by the library with the taxpayer dollars of the good citizens of Delaware County. Melissa, have you heard an objective report from the meeting last night as to those who opposed and those who supported?
No, I have not been able to get a full clip from that. I did have someone there who gave me the feedback that there were more there in support of it than there were opposed to it. I can tell you on my page alone, if you go to Melissa Atkison for Senate, you will see over 1,500 comments, very hateful, vile rhetoric, from threats to death to just terrible things. And ironically, this is from men to a woman. This is the group that love Trump's hate, unless you disagree with us crowd. And so I can see clearly why people would not want to oppose, because they're almost operating in a mafia, like, you know, social media status. I have a friend who owns a business that said, look at what they've done to my business page. They're all lobbying to write bad reviews on anybody's page who has businesses who oppose them. So it's very much threats and intimidation tactics instead of looking at it subjectively. They've somehow turned it into a crusade of this is anti-gay. I even had somebody say, you know, this is a racist issue. This is a racist white woman. I said, but I'm a mixed race woman. How am I being racist by questioning the way our tax dollars are being allocated and wanting background checks? This is emotionally fueled rhetoric with very little facts to the situation or understanding where there's concern.
I say that constantly on this program. The liberal left cares nothing about facts or truth. It's all hysteria and emotion, and this obviously is an example of that. And I also say constantly that those who talk most about love, tolerance, acceptance, and true diversity practice it the least. Am I correct that they probably will be violating state law because they're dealing with makeup, hair, and so forth, and no one is licensed with the Ohio State Cosmetology and Barber Board?
That's a great question. I actually had the cosmetology a representative call me today, interestingly enough, who participates in these types of events, very upset, sent me the Ohio revised code that every cosmetologist is to abide by. What were to happen if they did go out into the public space and perform these types of nail and hair and makeup activities? So, yeah, there's some definite issues there. And you know, yes, I'm a politician, a small business owner. I'm a mom of four. But these are, you know, you are going to have a broad base of constituents. You can't allow for one group to do something and turn a blind eye because there's so much pressure being put on you. Yet if we had cosmetology, individuals in that business not doing the right thing, they would be fined for this or lose their license.
Yeah. All right. I knew our time would go just really, really quick. For our listeners who want to be involved, how can they communicate with the library or other people in Delaware County and express their concerns. And again, I want to say before, Melissa, you even respond, when you contact people, please do it kindly. Of course, be firm, but do not be like the liberal left. We are not like them. So don't act that way. Don't respond that way. Be kind, but be firm and deal with facts. So anyway, how can our listeners respond and get involved?
I would suggest that they contact the Delaware Library at 740-549-2665. I found out that the children's coordinator, her name is Becky Woodruff, is actually personal friends with this person who is Miss Gay America. I don't think she was actually Miss Gay America. I think in the top 10 of Miss Gay America. So this was her personal friend that they coordinated this event, and she organizes the children's group. The reason I tell you that the phone calls are good, but the emails are even more important, and George Needham's email is right there on the website. Just do a Google search.
For Delaware County Library? I'm sorry, do a search for Delaware County Library.
And it's George Needham, N-E-E-D-H-A-M. I'll send you a link after the show.
Sure.
But I suggest that you use email to document your concern, because if you're making a telephone call and you have folks at the library who have a personal stake in making this happen, they're likely not going to share the adversarial viewpoints to them.
No.
So making sure you send emails explaining what your concerns are. Again, I have to say, this is not a gay or a homosexual or LGBTQ issue. This is a violation of multiple different things, including funding. The good side of this is Senator Andrew Brenner and I have been in communications along with his work with Ohio Value Voters, and he is working on yanking funding. He has reached out to George and said, stop digging your heels in the sand on this. This is going to be an issue for many people.
Sure.
This doesn't make sense. We're in violation here when it comes to funding.
Yeah, well, good. So again, you can send an email. Go to the Delaware County website. George Needham's email address will be there. And I think that's better than giving it out over the air, that you find it personally. And I think it's fine, don't you, Melissa, to say I am outraged by this?
Yeah,
as long as there's no threats, no profanity. But I think it's fine to say I am outraged by this.
Listen, I'm running for political office not because I like politicians or want to spend any time around them. In fact, I don't, and that's why I'm running for office, because we've had so many people who have stood down on important moral issues. That's why we have legalized infanticide. That's why we're experiencing the things that we are. The moral issues in this country, that's the fabric of who we are. And it's okay to say, hey, I don't hate you, but I certainly don't agree with this. I'm going to put my foot down, and I'm telling you no, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. And if you live in Delaware County, I think it's absolutely appropriate to say, I am going to oppose any more funding for the library if you ever do this again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's still time to stop it. There's been other organizations who have been very effective. I believe Licking County ended up stopping their event by parents just saying this isn't about hate and tolerance. It's about what's appropriate, what's appropriate and what isn't.
And
there are better ways to find the theater, the arts,
yeah,
and different talents.
Oh, absolutely. Melissa, I've got about 10 seconds, maybe 15 seconds for people who want to encourage you. How can they do that?
Number one, prayer is our number one shield. No
Absolutely.
Weapon formed against me, threats or otherwise, will ever prosper. And those of the faith know that. So continue to pray for me. Get involved. Follow my Senate campaign at Melissa Atkinson for Senate. And let's make sure we get some strong conservative leaders in there with good heads on their shoulder. And we're going to do the right thing
All
for
right.
our folks.
Melissa, it's a privilege and honor to have you on. Keep fighting the fight. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
We'll be back.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.